Blog Talk Radio.
Just one second, everybody. Hopefully I don't have to sneeze, which I feel like I might be sneezing, but still, though, this is not the introduction I was planning on doing, but still, though, when you have a cold, you can't help it. Or winter allergies. But welcome back, everybody, to just another Jets podcast review show. The New York Jets fall to the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs by a final of 35-9. Five touchdowns in this game. The New York Jets are halfway there. They are halfway to going 0-16 as they have another stinker of a game in the second half. Now, once again, when you're watching this New York Jets team, it's not so much what they do in the first half, it's what they do in the second half. And when they get to the second half, nothing goes right for this team. Nothing goes right for this Jets team. Because once again, no adjustments. You keep calling the same plays. You don't use your tight ends, and when you finally use your tight end in the proper way, he gets stripped of the ball. So we are seeing the demise. Looking spectacular right now. They are looking like a team that basically has no right being on the field in the National Football League or any other team within this league. You know, there's no reason to believe that Adam Gase is going to get a single victory during this season. Now, here is something that is very interesting to read about, because apparently Brian Costello of the New York Post, Adam Gase, "I'm doing this job to win, not to get my face stomped in." Well, guess what, Adam? You're getting your face stomped in. You're getting destroyed left and right, up and down, north, south, east, and west. You, sir, stink. Why you're still here as the head coach of this New York Jets team is beyond me. And allowing this to continue on is the owner, or the temporary owner of the New York Jets, in Mr. Christopher Johnson. Mr. Christopher Johnson refuses to make a change to stop the fans suffering. And as of right now, the suffering continues on. Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Daniel Feuerstein. Rick Lachlan not available today, and that's fine. All you can say right now about this New York Jets team is that they are going nowhere and nowhere fast. They are going nowhere fast, period. And after the game was over, the New York Jets go from 0-7 to 0-8. They trade defender, front seven man, Avery Williamson, to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who need help in the middle of their defense. Avery Williamson, I am going to miss that man, because, you know, the promise that, you know, the way he plays, strong player in defense. It's just the problem is the scheming has not gone well. A true professional from start to finish. And I really do hope somewhere down the road that the Jets, when they get a new head coach and when they get a new general manager, that they bring Avery Williamson back to this Jets team to improve the team. I understand Joe Douglas is trying to stockpile draft picks. So he gets traded for a, I believe it was either, it's a late round pick, fifth or sixth pick fifth or sixth round pick, one of those two. For it just hurts to see him leave. But once again, what are you going to do when this team is winless, when this team is terrible, when this team is bad, and you have the audacity and the gall to come out and say what Adam Gase said? I came here to win, not to get my face stomped in. Well, you know what, Mr. Gase? You're just a terrible head coach. You've proven to the entire NFL once again why you are pathetic, why you cannot coach for your life. You are unable to motivate these players. You are unable to put any positives with these players. You are basically telling Joe Douglas what he has to do to get rid of some of these players. It's just terrible. Absolutely terrible. And you still have one more game remaining before the bye week, the following week, and then the rest of the schedule. Of course, you got to make up that road trip to the Los Angeles Chargers over at SoFi Stadium. It's just an absolute disgrace to see how low and how far low New York Jets team has gone. He's not fired, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Gase is still here. Adam Gase is still the head coach of this New York Jets team, and they continue to prove that they are the laughingstocks of the entire NFL. You know, Sam Darnold tries his best. Now, granted, he's still committing same issues, same problems. You want to point the finger of blame at him, and I understand how you feel. But once again, Adam Gase is destroying him left and right. Adam Gase is proving why, you know, Sam Darnold has played poorly, because there's a head coach slash supposed to be the offensive coordinator slash a brilliant mind, and they're just not doing anything brilliant right now, and they never will, because he's getting ruined right in front of our eyes. He is supposed to be the franchise quarterback. He has ability. He can lead an offense, but leading an offense is what you can't do when you surround the proper weapons around him. And you got rid of a weapon who basically ran roughshod on you whenever he had the ball, and that was Le'Veon Bell, and he did what he had to do. Le'Veon Bell, ladies and gentlemen, was supposed to be the featured running back for the New York Jets, and now he's no longer on this team. You have a 37-year-old wonder man in Frank Gore who barely gets to run in the second half. Michael Pirine showing some promise just for a little bit, but doesn't get the ball. And basically, they're throwing. Every opportunity they're throwing, and they're dropping balls. Denzel Mims looks like he's someone that could be something special. Made an amazing grab for over 15, 17 yards plus. And, you know, you're not using him much. The tight end position, you're barely using them at all. This New York Jets team, ladies and gentlemen, is a complete failure. This New York Jets team is looking sadder and sadder and sadder every time they snap the ball on offense. And this was a game where on defense, they just got torched. Absolutely torched by Patrick Mahomes. Now, let me just say this, and we have to give credit where credit is due. Patrick Mahomes is such a special player as a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion, Patrick Mahomes is just absolutely phenomenal. How he's able to let that ball go, how he's able to, you know, throw it downfield. Patrick Mahomes, my God, even touched, was not even sacked once by the New York Jets defense. That's how good he is. That's how many great weapons he has. It goes to show you the head coach that he is being taught by. I wouldn't be surprised if the Kansas City Chiefs win another Super Bowl, possibly this season. I mean, my God, five touchdown passes, two to Tyreek Hill, one to Travis Kelce, and one each to Robinson. That would be Demarius Robinson, Demarcus Robinson, excuse me, and Mecole Hardman. Just unbelievable what this Kansas City team, this Kansas City Chiefs team can do. It was absolutely phenomenal to watch a well-oiled machine breaking down, taking down, and just terrorize the New York Jets all game long. With this New York Jets team only kicking three field goals and converting them, those three out of the four attempts. I know there was a blocked field goal kick by the Chiefs towards the end of the first half. If the New York Jets would have gotten a touchdown in this game, they were, you know, ready to threaten the Chiefs and put the scare into them. But I didn't expect it. Did not expect a single moment that this New York Jets team was going to threaten this powerhouse, are the Kansas City Chiefs. So basically, you just sit back, relax, and watch the destruction happen in front of your eyes. Jets did score some points, but once again, all field goals. Couldn't even get close enough to the end zone. That's a shame. But it was expected. Now, granted, I did say 56 to nothing. Maybe I was being a little facetious. But the truth is that did you expect the Jets to put any form of touchdowns or any form of points against this Kansas City Chiefs team? I didn't expect them to. I was sitting back, destruction, this disaster. Because you knew, you knew there was no way they were going to get into the end zone. You knew that. But once again, for them to get a field goals and using a practice squad kicker and Sergio Castillo, who was coming from the Canadian Football League, he was the only bright spot of the game. The only bright spot of the game. Maybe even Quinnen Williams was a bright spot. But there are no moral victories in the National Football League. You cannot grasp for straws here. You'd like to. You're trying to. You're trying to see what is a positive. Sadly, those are the only two positive things. The play of Quinnen Williams was looking pretty good, trying to get to the quarterback. And the field goal kicking of Sergio Castillo. When you nail one from such a long distance and Sergio Castillo nails excuse me, a 55-yard field goal for at that time to make it 14-6. Sam Fickens thicken, however you want to say it, to me, might be losing a job. To nail one from 39, 55, and 48, that's impressive. It's very, very impressive. But still, though, it has to be said. It has to be said that this guy could become permanently the brand new kicker for the New York Jets. But once again, a moral victory here does not mean that that's a good thing to hang your hat on. That does not mean that you got one issue solved. There's too many issues to solve. Too many issues to solve for this New York Jets team who looks terrible, who are basically in the second half not being led properly by this coaching staff. There are no adjustments being made in the locker room at halftime. And for the rest of the games, it's basically three and out in the second half, and everything has died. This team, if they can find a win somewhere, which will not be likely, and we all know that the New England Patriots are not the team that are, they are not the team they used to be. For next week, Monday Night Football, it's not going to happen. Because even though the Patriots are just as bad, they're not as worse as the New York Jets. And I guarantee you, folks, Bill Belichick, they don't want to be the first team to give the Jets their first win of the season. It would be nice, but it's not going to happen. So once again, you're just going to have to sit back, relax, and play that familiar wording to what Christopher Johnson, a term of endearment from Christopher Johnson to the one and only Adam Gase.
How do you do? allow me to introduce myself. My name is Coyote, Wile E. Coyote. I am a genius by trade. Permit me to introduce myself. My name is Coyote, Wile E. Coyote, genius. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Wile E. Coyote, genius. I can easily understand why it should puzzle you that a person of my intelligence, IQ 207, super genius.
That's right. Super genius. What a great mind. What a brilliant mind he is. Doubling down, calling Adam Gase a brilliant mind. Oh, I believe in him. Oh, he'll never leave. He's never going to leave. He'll never leave. Never, never, ever, ever leave. Christopher Johnson, you have the power before your brother comes back as the ambassador for the United States in the United Kingdom. You have an obligation, Christopher Johnson, this decision on your own. For you to wait for Woody Johnson to come home, your brother, to come back from his ambassadorship in the United Kingdom, is delaying the inevitable. And that should be to fire Adam Gase right now. And while you're at it, you might as well fire the general manager. I want to give Joe Douglas an opportunity. I definitely want to give Joe Douglas a positive grade with some of the moves he's made at the draft. Mekhi Becton is definitely one of them. Mims has showed you a little something. LaMichael Perine has shown you something. But from that point on, it's not enough. You got rid of Jamal Adams. Now, granted, he wanted out of here kicking and screaming. You did not lock up Robbie Anderson. And you slowly but surely removed the pieces of the puzzle because Le'Veon Bell all of a sudden spoke out. But meanwhile, Le'Veon Bell was not a favorite of Adam Gase, and that's not his job. Adam Gase's job is to put his players in the perfect position to run a perfect play and to get into a rhythm and to win the freaking football game. And we have not seen that. Bell wanted out, and I didn't blame him. It is run by an inept head coach. It's run by an inept general manager. It's run by an inept temporary owner. Heck, if you want to say or if you feel that Woody Johnson is also an inept owner, then by all means, you've got every right to feel like that. I have never felt this disgusted, this upset, this angry, and to be honest with you, this unenthusiastic about this New York Jets team in my entire life. Rooting for this team since the early to mid-80s, where they did play a little bit at Shea Stadium, then moving to Giant Stadium to the Meadowlands to share the facilities with the New York Football Giants, now sharing the facilities with MetLife Stadium. This is the most disappointing season I have ever seen by the New York Jets. This is the most disappointing feeling that I've ever felt as a Jets fan, but as a podcast host covering the New York Jets, it's just been an absolute horror show, and it's just not worth it to talk about it. But, you know, we're on the verge of history here, folks. How far can the New York Jets attempt their first win of the season to either avoid an 0-16 or just having an 0-16? Adam Gase, Dallin Loggins, and everyone else on that New York Jets coaching staff, and Greg Williams, you're getting your face stomped in, and you're getting it stomped in flawlessly. You just got swept by the Bills. Even though it wasn't a great game, you still were shut out by the Miami Dolphins and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now you have two games remaining against the New England Patriots, and you've got to host the Miami Dolphins at MetLife Stadium against Tua. You're about to go 0-6 in the divisional record, and then an additional 10 more losses on the regular record. Right now you're at 0-8. You have 8 more games to go. You've got the Monday Nighter at home against the New England Patriots, and you have a bye week to rest and recuperate, get away from it all, and then you get back into it, and you finish off the rest of the games. You should be grateful and thankful that there are no fans being allowed inside MetLife Stadium as the coronavirus pandemic putting your position to watch these games into complete hell. It's not a hard plastic seat. You're able to watch the games on your couch, on your chair, your office chair, watching on the computer, laptop, or web-enabled devices, which is even bad enough. And you're disappointing your fan base. Be grateful, still wearing their New York Jets paraphernalia. T-shirt, sweatshirt, hat, and winter coat. Because we are now getting ready for the winter, folks. We have basically 2 full months left of this NFL Jets season. It's going to be the most excruciating pain you will ever feel. The most excruciating pain you have ever felt in your entire life. What is it? What's it going to happen? What's it going to take? to remedy this? Personally, chocolate, ice cream, pizza, hoagie. I just say, go to your deli, go to your 7-Eleven, go to your Wawa, order a sandwich, order a couple of drinks, get a couple of bottles, because it's going to be a very long and difficult season. You try to piggyback on that second half last year, and now it's a complete disaster. Rich Kotite got one win over the Arizona Cardinals to avoid an 0-16 season the year after he went 3-13. The difference is between that team and back in 1996 and this team currently is that the players wanted to win. And that's even though Rich Kotite was a terrible head coach for the New York Jets back then, at least the players did play hard for him. And they tried to win. And no matter how inept he was coming back to the New York Jets, being the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles at that time, it was a lot worse. Now this is a lot worse than what Rich Kotite did. Because Kotite did not send away players if they were upset with him. He accepted the criticism. Which means you gotta do better. But since you can't handle the criticism against you, you tell your lackey to get rid of the players that are going against you. It's not a coup, it's just fact. You stink. You stink badly. You are ruining this football team. And Christopher Johnson right now is also ruining this football team because he doesn't have the decency, nor does he have the brains to fire you now, Adam Gase. You should be fired. You have to be fired. This is the worst season I've ever seen the New York Jets play. To get destroyed left and right. How many times do you have to see at half a 21-10 deficit? In this case, 21-9 deficit. It's very, very bad. It's an absolute disgrace. And it will continue to be an absolute disgrace until you lose your job, Mr. Gase. You will lose your job, and you should have lost your job after week 4. But one inept head coach deserves one inept owner. And Christopher Johnson, if you are going to listen to this program, it's really simple, sir. Do all the Jet fans a favor. Do yourself a favor. Stop the hurting and get Adam Gase out of MetLife Stadium, the Meadowlands, the New York City tri-state area, because this man continues to act like nothing is going wrong. Everything is going wrong. It is an absolute disgrace, and you are an absolute disgrace. Until you get rid of Adam Gase, you are proving that this team is a joke, that we are now the new Cleveland Browns. Now, we cannot get out of our own way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this will do it for Week 8 review show here on Just Another Jets podcast. They fall once again to the Kansas City Chiefs by final of 35-9. Join Rick Lachlan and me this coming Friday as we'll preview Monday Night Football as the New York Jets will host the New England Patriots, another divisional rival game. Have a good afternoon. Take care so long, and bye-bye for now.